This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. One of the big personal finance priorities for the Obama White House has been a group of people collectively known as the unbanked, people who just don't have access to the financial system, usually low-income borrowers without traditional credit scores who've been helped by the Treasury Department and also nonprofit groups in getting microloans and building their credit histories. Those programs are called financial inclusion programs run by the nonprofits. And with Donald Trump's inauguration a week away, those groups are wondering how much things are going to change. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has the story.
19-year-old Roxana Mercado Rojo needed $700. She was brought to the U.S. from Bolivia as a toddler. She's undocumented and decided to apply for an Obama administration program that lets people like her get temporary protection from deportation and eligibility for a work permit. But there's a fee. Where to get the money?
You know, I couldn't kind of borrow from my parents, and, you know, there wasn't anyone of trust that I can borrow from.
Mercado Rojo thought her only choice was a payday loan. Then she heard about a nonprofit called Good Fund. It loans money to people who can't borrow from a bank. Mercado Rojo got the money and a job in the process. Now she works for Good Fund as a counselor for people like her. She says undocumented immigrants avoid banks because they worry they'll be turned in to immigration authorities.
But I think through like banks and institutions and, you know, anyone that could have your kind of your information, I think there's a certain type of fear.
The Treasury Department has worked closely with nonprofits like Good Fund, which use government grants to make loans. And Treasury has held multiple forums over the years to help build up these programs. They're presided over by Secretary Jack Lew.
Good morning to everyone. Welcome to the Financial Inclusion Forum.
Lou was introduced at that forum by the guy in charge of Treasury's domestic financial inclusion programs. His name, Amias Garrity. Garrity says these programs are for anyone who can't get a bank loan because they don't have the credit cards and mortgages needed to build up credit scores. Garrity says Treasury has seeded money to nonprofits across the country, helping people in need.
I think the issues are not going away. The issues of how people access safe and affordable financial products and how they use the financial system to manage their economic challenges are not going away.
But what is going away is the Obama administration, which created these financial inclusion programs. So some of the nonprofits Treasury's worked with are worried that President-elect Trump won't pick up where President Obama leaves off.
There is a lot of worry. There's a lot of fear. There's a lot of sadness.
Dara Duguay heads Credit Builders Alliance, which helps low and moderate income borrowers build strong credit scores. She says nonprofits worry that funding for government financial inclusion programs will be cut or the programs themselves will be eliminated entirely. Of course, it's early, and Trump hasn't even been sworn in yet. Duguay hopes that once in office, Trump will see financial inclusion as a way to help people who voted for him, who are struggling economically.
The issue of financial inclusion and helping people become more economically prosperous is one that crosses both party lines, so we do intend to reach out.
In fact, according to the credit rating agency Experian, 8 of the states with the lowest credit scores voted for Trump. I reached out to the incoming Trump administration for comment on financial inclusion, but it didn't respond. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.